Are you ready for the Word of God this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sige po, if you have your Bibles with you, let's open our Bibles first in the book of Ephesians. And if you are able, if you could please rise up and let's honor the Lord because He is the Word of God. Amen. He is the Word of God. He's worthy. He's worthy of respect. He's the Word. He's the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1, we're going to start with verse 3. Ephesians 1. Praise God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. Let's pause there. Alam niyo ba na once we receive our Lord Jesus, you become a child of God?
Amen.
How many of you accepted Christ?
Amen.
Then you are a child of God. Pinili po tayo ng Panginoon. Amen. Oh, everything in Christ. To the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. In Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, or prudence in other version, understanding. I want you to take note, He lavished on us. Ano binigay sa atin? Wisdom. And understanding. Himayin ho natin yan why we need that today. And He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure which He purposed in Christ. Ang goal na ho na ba natin sa buhay natin is to do the will of God. Yan ho, maganda po yan. Amen. To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment. To bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. Look at verse 10. To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment. Let me just say one thing. When you look at your Bible, what's the last book sa Old Testament?
Revelation.
Not me. Old Testament.
Malachi.
Malachi. And the first book. Lakas pa ng sagot. Malinaw. Sorry me. Pero ang ako sa fighting spirit niya, praise the Lord. So Malachi is the last book sa Old Testament. And the first book sa New Testament is Matthew. That's the New Testament gospel. Do you know that sa between Malachi and Matthew, they call it silent years. For hundreds of years, seemingly God was silent. Seemingly, para lang, silent, parang walang ginagawa. But, when the pages of Matthew opens, it talks about the birth of the Messiah.
Amen.
How do we apply that now? Minsan, kala natin parang wala namang atang ginagawa. But no, hindi po. That's not the truth. God is doing something. God is doing a work.
Yes.
In our hearts, believe that. Kaya kailangan ho natin maging sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit. Pag yung akala nyo na oh, you go to church Sunday after, parang motion na lang. No. We need to come, when you and I would come to church, Lord, I know that You're going to do something in my life. You are going to do something through us as a church.
Amen.
Amen. Because when Jesus was born, that was such a fulfillment of a prophecy. And there's another thing that will be fulfilled, and that is the coming, the second coming of our Lord Jesus. So the question is, how are we preparing ourselves for that? Amen. Verse 11, in Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything. What are you going through right now? May mga problema ba, challenges? He's going to work it out. In conformity with whose purpose and will? Siya ho, His. In order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. We have to keep on praying for one another. Look at this, verse 17. These are what things that we should ask in prayer. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of... There we go. Capital S po sa Bible. Yes, because ang source ng wisdom of God comes from the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you and I may know Him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparably great power, para kanino? For us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under whose feet? The feet of Jesus. And appointed Jesus to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, that's us. The fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Lord, we thank You for Your word that is life to all of us. Your word na magbibigay sa amin ng understanding and wisdom and revelation to the work of Your Holy Spirit. Speak to all of us, O God, for You know where we're at in our walk with You, O God, the condition of our hearts, Lord. For we know that, Lord, You're here to build up our faith. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, every year, you know, as Thanksgiving Day is celebrated, ang kasunod nun is what, you know, everybody calls Black Friday. And you know, what happens on Black Friday? I was just talking to a sister before, you know, when they came here early, and then we had like a little chat. And she shared her experience of, you know, going to the mall as far as, and even my niece. and I told her, you're so brave. How many of you, how did you spend your Friday? Well, some of you were working. Oh, God bless your heart. But some of you brave them all. And so she was telling an incident that happened on their way to the store. Dahil the malls are so packed that people even find difficult time getting a parking space. And so she related a story wherein there was one person that kicked their car. Sa agawan sa... Just for parking. Some chose to camp out. Nagka-camp out, no? For the good deals. When you and I would hear stories like that, we're not here to condemn or judge anyone, but we're seeing that ang heart kasi ng tao is if you gustong-gusto niyan, you'll do something, di ba? Ay, gusto ko makuha yung good deal na yan. Ako, matutulog ako dyan. Sabi, 75% off eh. Di ba? Pipila ako dyan to get my iPhone. Ano pang number na ngayon? 10 na ba? Oh, kala ko 8. Nako, tagal. Yeah. So they would camp out. So that tells us that when people want something real bad, they will go all lengths. Gagawin kahit anong paraan para makarating, for them to get their desire, the desire of their heart. Kaya yung heart na yan, kailangan i-guard. The reason why we started with that is because, again, it's not to put down anyone who would want, because here's the thing. Minsan ang desire ng tao is, I want to get a good deal because, nag-forward na, Christmas, I have to give gifts. And I want to give good gifts. No? And in fact, dun sa Luke 11, look at that. Let's look at that in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 11. I'm hoping and praying that we would have enough time to cover what the Lord has impressed, what we are to cover. Luke 11, verse 11. Let's start with verse 11. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will that father give him a snake instead? Of course not, ano, di ba? Or if the child asks for an egg, will the parent give the child a scorpion? Look at verse 13. Tingnan niyo yung comparison. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? What I want you to take note is, kasi yung preceding verses talks about prayer. What's amazing is how the Word of God tells us na kung kayo, what are you wanting? What are you desiring na matanggap nyo as a gift? And then, the Word of God gives us a connection na kung kayo rin hihingi, if you're going to ask for a gift, look at what He said. What should we ask for? How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Why did God connect asking in prayer the gift of the Holy Spirit? You and I need to understand who the Holy Spirit is, what is His role in your life and mine as a follower of Christ, as a Christian. Bakit natin siya kailangan? Why do we need His power? Why do we need the wisdom that comes from God? Amen. In another portion in the Bible, it says in James chapter 1, verse 17, every good and perfect gift comes from above. Do you want a perfect gift? It comes from God. Diba tayo, most of the time when after we have opened our gifts na binigay, how many of you, most of the times, re-gift? Sino ang nagre-gift dito? Or return, or exchange it for the right size. Oh, hindi fit sa akin, and then would return it. But one thing that the Bible tells us is the gift that God gives to His children is perfect and good. It's a one size fits all. At one thing is, pag hiningi natin yan ibibigay, He's going to give it to us, and we're not going to even return it or exchange it for anything else. Because there is, for us to really understand why you and I need to ask God for the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. You know, it's amazing how the Holy Spirit would orchestrate the entire worship service. Hindi kami nagkausap ni Brother Toto, but you know, what he was saying in our time of worship is related to what you and I, the Spirit of God, would want us to understand from the Word. Why you and I need to ask for the Holy Spirit. Why? Kasi one thing is, if you and I would not fully grasp the importance of having the Holy Spirit and allowing Him, asking Him, Lord, I need You, Holy Spirit. I need Your strength. I need Your power. I need Your wisdom. Why you and I need it now? We have to understand it. Not unless you and I grasp what He can do for you and me, hindi natin hihingin eh. Diba? When you know the importance of something, ano pong ginagawa nyo? You would want it. You would want it. Like those people that say, I like that. I want that. I'll brave the traffic. I'll brave the crowd because I like it. But what God wants to give to you and me is something that will last. The Word of God says, set your minds on things above. I want us now to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Napaka-ikling verse, pero it's loaded. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles Katabi ay 2 Chronicles. Praise the Lord. Verse 32, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a highlighter, highlight it, please. It's very important. Napaka ikli. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. It says, men of Issachar, are you there with me?
Yes.
Who? And then, ano yung pagka-describe for this group of people who understood the times, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. Let's pause there. People, these were men who knew and understood the times that they were living in. Pag may understanding, see, it tells us, and they knew what they should do. So why, now going back to why we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit for us to understand the times, the seasons we are living in. If we as a people of God would understand the times that we are living in, it would give us wisdom and would teach us, He would teach us what to do. Lalo po for those who are in positions of authority. When we say positions of authority, and it's not, halimbawa, the reason why I said that is, do you know that sa bahay ho, sa families, can I say this, dads, fathers, you have been entrusted with a responsibility that you should know the times that we are living in so that you would know. So decision-making, in your decision-making, because things that you decide about would affect your children and your grandchildren. For our sisters whose husbands are not here, can I say this? Pray. Pray for them. If you are single ka lang, you know, you still have a role. You and I still have a role. I don't have a husband, but I pray. I pray for the men of the church. I pray for many more men outside who are our husbands and fathers who still need Jesus in their lives because we are living in a times that is so critical, so critical. When you and I would turn on the news, it should not parang namamanhid na ta, oh, bombing dito, Egypt, or bombing Las Vegas. And that's like, it becomes a commonplace parang, because it's becoming to be familiar, so it's like wala nang effect. And God doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to understand how important it is for us to have God in our lives, to know the Word of God, because the Word of God would tell us, would give us wisdom through His Holy Spirit. Amen. So how many of us would say, Lord, I would want to be like those people in 1 Chronicles. They understood the times that they were living in. And God, because you gave them understanding through your Holy Spirit, and so in their decision-making, they knew what to do. Amen. Praise God. And so, you know, I would like to share to you what, you know, what I gleaned from this teaching of David Wilkerson. God is doing a deep work in our day. God would want to raise up a people hungry, not for temporal things, but hungry for the things that will last. That will last. Hindi ako nandito para, you know, message naman niya, parang, you know, kill joy. God has never intended for him, hindi ba, when God created us, iba sabi niya, when I would give you blessings, I would want you to enjoy it. When you are given blessings, thank God for those blessings. But on the other hand, maintain a balance wherein yung material blessings would not like crowd our hearts na we can lose sight of where we are headed. Do you follow? Dahil ho, ang the things of what the world will offer can, someone even said, it can be very intoxicating. And so that's why we need to guard our hearts. When God has blessed you with things, thank God for them. Pag may sobra-sobra, share. Pag nag-share pa tayo, dadagdagan pa ni Lord dyan. And then, we share, and then, lalong nag-i-increase ang joy. Amen. But what the Spirit of God would want us is that you and I would see how the things of this world, they are not just but temporary, but you know what? It will not last. And so, how many of us are seeing that? We are seeing that. We would hear stories. I just came across of someone. He was very famous in the 70s, and he passed away just recently. And the daughter who was beside him when he passed away shared yung last words niya. Ang last words of this famous celebrity was, during the 70s, my goodness, everywhere he goes, pinagkakaguluhan. He was famous, he had the money, he had everything. But in his deathbed, he said, too much time wasted. Wow. Like his last words. Too much time wasted. Meaning to say, what he had didn't satisfy him. He was looking for something na, wow, he didn't get it because walang Christ. Walang Christ. And so when you and I would hear that, it's like, Lord, talagang tayo. You know, what a powerful testimony when you and I would hear like Sister Louisa making that public acknowledgement. Na, the best thing that happened in my life is knowing Christ. Is that also our declaration? Lord, ikaw, you are the one. You are the one. Amen. And so, when God is doing a work in your heart and mind, and He would, meron ba kayo minsan feeling na, Lord, I want more of you. When that is our desire, do you know that God will fill you up? God will fill you up. And so, when God is teaching us and showing to us na He is doing a purging and a refining in our hearts, ang questions is, like meron tayong questions that you and I should ask ourselves. Do we have motives based on eternal values? Isang question po. If we truly believe that the end of all things is upon us, what should we be doing as far as putting what you and I do in line with the Word of God? Amen. You know, I was reading a newsletter from American Bible Society. Ito ang personal conviction ko eh. I would make some donations in on top of what I would give to our church. I would give extra to nonprofit organizations like the American Bible Society. When I received their newsletter, I was so blessed. Naistira ko to give more. Kasi it talks about how that in my giving, let's say I would give such an amount and it would bless, let's say, 5 people to receive their Bibles. Because do you know na in many countries, not a lot of people have their own? I shared with you a story na isa China po. Because not in all countries do people experience the freedom like what we have. Na we can have this the whole book. Doon ho sa kanila yung pages ito sa'yo. Pinupunit nila, they tear it off and then they would share it with those. Oh, wow! And so that's why. When I met one missionary that had that opportunity to smuggle Bibles in China, ay talagang pagdating nila doon sa place where they were supposed to distribute the Bibles, ang haba ng pila and people walked hundreds of miles just to get there. Just to get there for them to get a hold of their own Bibles. And so when I read that and when I heard stories like that, kasi the reason why I'm motivated to give is because the Word of God changed me. When someone shared to me about Jesus and the Word, the Gospel, wow, it changed my life. So Lord, thank you for your Word. Ang word of God ba is one of the things that you are thankful for in the counting your blessings. We are thankful to the word of God because the word of God gives us comfort. It strengthens us. It's alive. It speaks to us. Pag yung down na down tayo, we turn to the word of God. Lord, speak to me. And then He speaks. Wow. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, kaya yung question na yon, what am I do? Ano ba yung motive ko based on eternal values? I give towards that cause because I believe that the power of God, the word of God, can change lives. Amen. So, when you come to church, when you and I come to church, ano yung motive natin? Lord, I thank you that you would strengthen me. Kasi Lord, I would want you to use me. Lord, I would want, as you build up my faith, Lord, there's so many out there who are hanging by the nails, who are lost, who are in darkness, who needs Jesus. And ang prayer ko is, Lord, magkaroon kami ng impact in the lives of others. Because God is still in the business of doing that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, certain things. And so, I would want us to go to the book of Hebrews now. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. That's in the New Testament. Hebrews. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to start with verse 25 of chapter 12. Hebrews 12. We're going to start with verse 25. Praise the Lord. Sige, sabay-sabay ho nating babasahin yan. Ano? Maaring magkakaiba lang ang version, but just read along with us. Please help someone who's still looking for their where Hebrews is. After, pag nakita nyo si James, pero sa Tagalog ko, Santiago eh. Sorry. Hindi. Why it's Santiago in Tagalog, yung Tagalog ng James? I don't know why. Layo, ano? Okay, so if you see James to your left, so it's in Hebrews chapter 12. Now, let's look at verse 25. Hebrews 12. Okay. Praise God. Nandiyan na po kayong lahat? Thank you, Lord. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. Can God speak to us through his word? Yes. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we? If we turn away from him, what does he do? Who warns us? From where? Who speaks to us? From heaven. God is still speaking. Ang question is, sabi ni Lord, can you hear me now? At this time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. I was so blessed when I saw that on the screen before our worship. Oh, sabi ko nga, Holy Spirit, you're wonderful talaga. Brother Jun showed that earlier. Now, let's continue. But here, sige, mag-pause muna ho tayo before we continue because there's so much to learn from the Word of God na kailangan we all need today. And so here from these verses, it tells us, the Word of God tells us that there is this shaking that's happening. So the question is, sabi dito sa ni David Wilkerson, what will happen when God begins to shake everything that can be shaken? When all false values tumble and earthly possessions, dreams, and plans lose their meaning. The Apostle Paul, when he met Christ, anong sabi niya? Before I met Jesus, there were certain things na napakalaga. I valued them. They were like treasures of my heart. He talked about how, you know, he came from an elite from galing siya sa Benjamin tribe, when you and I would read that, meaning to say, sa status ng society, elite. He was one of those elite. So, mahalaga sa kanya yun. It was important for him what others would say, his reputation, all of those things are valuable to him. But when he met Christ, nagkaroon ng shift. Nabago ang kanyang priorities. He said, all those things that I used to think that are important to me are now, in other versions of Bibles, dung, D-U-N-G. Do you know what that is? That's manure. Wow. So pag tinignan natin yung Word of God, wow, how is it that nagkaroon ng change of values? Now, what he's saying is, what I value now is, my goal now is to know Christ more in my life. That none of what this world will offer will compare to the eternal riches of Christ. We read earlier that you know na meron ho tayong inheritance. At times, hindi, you know, that's why you and I need the Holy Spirit when you and I would read the Word of God. Kasi minsan we just go through reading the words at times, mamabilis. Whoosh. Kaya minsan it's nice to pause. Pause and meditate. Lord, meron kang inheritance that you have in store for me, for us. Riches, riches na hindi maiko-compare to what this world would offer. Amen. And so, he said, now, what I value more is my relationship with Jesus. Nothing else. What matters most now in my life is not doing what I want, but what Christ has called me to do. You know, when we were singing yung song na yung Crucified, that's a powerful, powerful song that reminds us of what Jesus did for us so that you and I would enjoy these blessings for all eternity. And can I just say this? I have shared with you my own struggles, and I have experienced the goodness of God. Faithful ho si Lord. Meron din akong needs physically. Meron ding needs financially. Did God meet them during those challenging times ko last time? Yes! Yes! He has never failed. He has never failed. And so what the Lord is telling us is, what are your troubles now? What are your troubles now? I'm here. I'm here. Come to me. Spend time with me in prayer. Because there are so many things that's competing for our time and our attention. I know that. I know that. Kaya, never ever think that you're just, you're alone in your struggles na maraming distraction. So many distractions. So many things that would take us from spending time with God. I know that. I know that. And so that's why, you know, I had a moment with God. And I asked God, Lord, if there's anything, Lord, tanggalin mo yun eh. Help me to see what's more important to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Because that's why you and I need the Holy Spirit. You and I need the wisdom that He's going to impart to us. Kasi in our decision making, are there times wherein we find ourselves in a situation, Lord, what will I do? We don't know what to do, right? We don't. And then, of course, as a follower of Christ, we would want to know, ano ba, Lord, ang tama? And, you know, it's a humbling start when we come to God in prayer. God, you are the all-knowing, all-powerful God. Lord, I find myself in a position that I don't know what to do, God. Show me, Lord, because I turn my eyes on you, Lord, because God, you are the one who will guide me and will show me what to do. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Because our God, He is our eternal guide. Hallelujah. And look at, and so when that question is raised, see, you and I are living in a times wherein may shakening ho na nangyayari ngayon. For some of you who are into current events, that's why understanding the times yung binasan mo natin sa 1 Chronicles, it's okay for us to read the news. But we have to interpret those news according to what the Word of God says. Uh, we what happened recently in Egypt. There's this bombing because there's this hatred that's going on in the hearts of many because of the yung spirit of the Antichrist. More so, their target are Christians. When persecution comes, dito hindi po natin, we don't feel that impact yet, but it's slowly getting here. Why? Because there will be moments we're in whether we would choose Christ or follow His word or compromise in certain areas we're in. Baka ko ano lang sabihin nila. Baka sabihin nila that I'm too fanatic. If I do this, may certain compromise that we would parang sinabi, siguro if I do this, maiintindihan naman ni Lord. No, it comes to a point wherein, what does the Word of God say? What does the Word of God say? Lord, in this point in my life, what do you want me to do? Always, always ask for a word from God. Amen. I read that, not just in Egypt, but there's this, Germany used to be a super, super power. But Germany now is in the brink of collapse. Merkel, who is the prime minister, dahil before, ang status ng Germany is talagang top sila. But nagbabago ho yan. And so when you and I would read news like that, what does that tell us? Hindi lamang yung, oh, news of Germany. No. That's one of the signs that all of this may collapse of government, human government. Why? Because the time is coming wherein Jesus is coming that the government will be upon the shoulder of our Lord Jesus. Pinapakita lang na anything man-made, whether ways, methods, government, that will collapse and that will sink. Kaya ang sabi ho sa Bible, didn't you notice that in verse 28? Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. Do you belong to Christ now? Oh yes, we belong to His unshakable kingdom. So no matter what will happen, we will not be moved. We will not be shaken when you and I have Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Not just be thankful, but the word of God proceeds. And so, worship God. Worship God how? With reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Now, when all of this would happen, how many Christians will survive the shakening and the test? That's the question. We are, sabi niya dito sa art, we are now moving so fast. Di ba, you know, every time, ang bilis ang panahon, ano? TJ, that means time goes fast. Hannah, you understood that? Ang bilis ang panahon. Yeah, you understand. Thank you. Hindi lamang byword yun. There's a reason why. It's really happening because God is doing a quick work. Because He longs, God longs to be with us. He's longing for us. For His bride. Tayo yun, tayo. And He's doing a, di ba, ang bride, pag kinakasal, wow, pag sinabing, ang ganda, di ba? Talagang, that's her day. Kaya, lahat ng bride, di ba, ang ganda? Tama yun, lahat ng bride, maganda. Kasi, lahat ng bride, glowing, di ba? How many of you got married here? Meron kayong mga pictures to testify to that. Ang ganda nyo. Why? Because a wedding is such an important event. But there's a far greater wedding that's about to happen. The wedding with the Lamb was Jesus. He is our bridegroom. Ah, hallelujah. Kaya may hope tayo. No matter what's happening right now, there's hope in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now we are moving swiftly into what we know as the end time. So, ang sabi nga ho dito is, because now the Spirit of God is Para hong yung eagle na, you know, have you seen an eagle that's steering its nest? No? Manood ho kayo ng mga Discovery Channel, ah. Marami tayong matututunan sa nature. So, ayan, food for thought, tama? So, idagdag nyo doon sa mga binapanood nyo. Discovery Channel. Have you seen an eagle steering its nest? Kasi, the mother eagle knows that it's time to steer her young. Para yung young will, eh, kasi yung ibang young doon sa nest, kontento, nakanganga lang. Ibibigay yung food. But the mother eagle, no, hey little ones, it's time for you to learn how to fly. Kaya the mother eagle will steer its nest. Inano niya ng beak niya yung, and then, siguro laging natutulog. Kasi pagkakain, so the mother eagle will steer the little ones. And in fact, the next phase, so pag nagising na yan, would start picking each one, and then itataas niya yon, tapos ibabagsak. Oh, how cruel. No, it's not. Kung ang eagle merong instinct na ganun to do to its little ones, how much more God for us? Some of us have remained babes for a long time. That's why God is steering our nest. He would want us, maraming ho kasing diniposito ang Holy Spirit sa atin eh. When the testing comes, He would want us to start flying. Wow, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, I took that step of faith, God. Hindi ko pa nakikita yung pangako mo. I took that step of faith. And you did it for me. He's steering the nest. So the question is, if you and I know now that we are living in the end times, and napansin nyo ba yung testings nating lahat? Na-intensify pa rin, no? Yeah. So, Lord naman. Lord. Kaya mas, most of you would say, Lord, dumating ka na. Diba? Yeah. That's a normal, minsan cry of our hearts. But as we are waiting, that means God is still developing certain things in your life and mine. To strengthen our faith. Amen. So, ang sabi dito, if you know that, you and I know that we are getting so close. Yeah, yeah. So we had better be, I'm quoting it, we had better be in a possession of a heavenly vision of holiness and humility. Heavenly vision. Ibig sabihin, Lord, di ba binasa ko natin sa Ephesians yun, ang purpose niya sa atin is for us to be holy. Yun ang end goal. Bakit tayo dumadaan sa test? He is developing in us that holiness, yung character. Humility, di ba tayo pag may problema, it humbles us? That's what the Word of God says. It all humbles us. Ako yung sa struggle ko, it humbles me kasi most of the times I would have to depend on others to help me out. Gusto ko yung natural tendency ko, gusto ko yung I can do things on my own. Eh, inalaw ni Lord yun eh. So I have to accept it. And I realize na gusto ni Lord, ginagamit niya yun to teach me humility. That, how many of you, ako, ganun yun. Pag okay ako na, tutulong sa iba. Pero pag ako na ang tutulungan, aray, masakit sa flesh ko. It's like, I'd rather help out rather than being helped. But when you and I find ourselves in the receiving end, inalaw ho ni Lord yun. Kaya wag nating i-refuse ng help ng iba. Amen? Amen? Praise God. Kasi when you receive yung kanilang tulong, they will be blessed. I remember yung, I'll never forget yung turo ni the late Brother Ben Baluyot. He preached in a small community, a very poor community. Ay, naku, kumuha ng second offering po para sa kanya because he shared the word. So, nung inabot sa kanya yung envelope, sinole niya, hindi, mas kailangan nyo. So, nung habang he was waiting for his ride doon sa bus stop, sabi ng Holy Spirit sa kanya, ba't mo tinanggihan? But you refusing it, hininder mo na mabless sila. Bumalik siya. Kukuhanin ko na ho yung envelope. us yung ganong tinuturo ni Lord, no? And so, tayo as a church, that's why we are connected. We need one another. When there are times na we're down, we need prayer ng iba. We need the encouragement of others. And so, let us never lose sight as far as needing one another. Amen. And here we go. The testing time, sabi niya dito, the testing time is coming down upon us with lightning speed. Lightning speed. Mabilis. So, kung, so it's going to take more than just one or few teachings for us to stand and to be able to overcome the testings. That's why you and I need the power of God. You and I need the strength that comes from God. Kasi on our own, hanggang ganyan lang tayo. But on our own, sabihin natin, give up na ako, ayoko na. Ayoko na, Lord. Let's pack up our bags. Uwian na tayo. Hindi. But you, when you and I have the Holy Spirit of God, He helps us in our moments when we are about to give up. You and I need the wisdom that comes from the Holy Spirit. Kasi ang meron bang i-offer ang wisdom ng mundo? Meron, pero hindi tama. let's look at that. The book of James. Let's look at that. How many of us would say, Lord, I need your wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's look at James chapter 3, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Who is wise? And are you there with me? James 3, 13. There are two kinds of wisdom, as what the Word of God is telling us. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds, done in the humility that comes from wisdom. So, isang sign na you have the heavenly wisdom is meekness, humility. Amen. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is what? Earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. Pag may inggit, pag may jealousy, ay hindi ho galing kay Lord yun. Galing kay Satan. For where, verse 16, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Now here comes verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from above or from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, peaceable, gentle or considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Verse 18, peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Kaya, pag gawin ho natin itong listahan, Lord, I don't know what to do. So, what are the characteristics of the wisdom that comes from God? Number one, it's pure, peaceable, gentle, submissive, willing to, yun, willing to, kasi pag, maganda yun, willing to yield. Kasi tayo, pag wisdom, ako dapat masunod, ha? Ako masusunod, mayroon tayong controlling attitude. Ang dapat magkocontrol sa atin is ano? Sino? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take the rein. R-E-I-N. Take the rein. Guide mo ako. Amen? Full of mercy, good fruit. Amen? So, ito magiging ating, itong bang gagawin ko, is it pure? Ito bang gagawin ko ay gentle ang approach. No? Peace-loving. Ang end result ba ng decision na gagawin natin, will it bring about peace? Amen? So, maganda ho, magandang ano yan, batayan. No? Gauge. Yes, guide. Yeah, that's right. It will guide us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, how many of us now, as you and I, are looking at all of these things that, Lord, are we getting convinced now that we need the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Na yun ang hingi nating gift. It's okay to ask, dun sa mga wives, ano bang, pag sinabi sa inyo, babe, ano bang, babe, Babe, oh mahal, ano bang gusto mo sa Pasko? Ang mahal na. Mahal na. Pag makaka-afford naman kayo, it's okay na, you know, to give your, ano, yung mga loved ones yun ang, ano, the best gift if they really deserve it, ano. Pero what we are learning from the Word of God is merong best gift that would last. And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, when all of these things are happening, I think what the Word of God, what the Spirit of God is teaching all of us is this. Kailangan ang mind natin. We always go back to this basic principle natin in our studying the Word of God. Let's guard our hearts and our minds. Dahil what comes here, pumupunta sa heart, and our actions are most of the times controlled. Our actions are controlled by our thoughts. Pag ang thoughts na to punong-puno ng bitterness or worldly things, minsan competition, ay siya mayroong ganun, ako wala. Ay, gusto ko nun eh. No, wala ng envy eh. In fact, can we go dun sa ano sabi sa Hebrews? We're going to look at this. Look at what the Word of God says. Hebrews 13. Let me know if you're there. Hebrews 13. We're almost... chapter 13, verse 1. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Verse 3, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Verse 4, marriage is honorable. It should be honored by all. And the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. Kaya it's good to know what the word of God is saying. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods, which are of no value to those who eat them. This will be another Bible study in itself. Na minsan, uy, halimbawa, Bible study, may nag-serve ng dinuguan. Uy, bawal yan. No. Di ko makakain niya, walang puto. Kayo talaga. Ginugulo niyo message ko. Hindi ho natin gagawing magkakaroon tayo ng kiskisan because of food. So susunod may puto ha. Hindi ho what the word of God, hindi ba na encounter niyo sa Bible na the kingdom of God is not about food and drink. It's about righteousness, joy and peace. Pag halimbawa ikaw, ang conviction mo ayaw mo kumain noon, wag ka na lang ano, you know. Pero wag ka na magsabi na, uy, ba't mo kinakain yan? Uy? Kasi isa sarap na sarap. Sarap na sarap, ikaw naman eh, KJ. Wag mo kanin yan. No, that's all it means. Grace of God. Grace of God. Si Jesus, hindi... another Bible study, pag hihimayin ho natin. Sige, let's continue. Okay, okay, let's jump to ano. Let us nakagat ko dila. Okay, let us then go to him outside the camp bearing the disgrace he bore. Verse 14. For here we do not have an enduring city, dito. But we are looking for the city that is to come. Do you know that sabi ho sa Revelation, yung new Jerusalem, it's going to come down. A city. Sasabihin nyo, paano nangyari yun? He's God, he can do it. Hello? He can do it! My gosh! Kung si, ano pangalan no, yung anong founder ng Tesla, marami siyang innovation, oh, gagawa ko ng mga underground tunnel na para walang traffic. If man can do that, how can, hindi ba magagawa ni God na a city will come down from heaven that he has prepared for us? Where the streets will be gold, gates made of pearl, hindi lang yun. To top it all is that you and I would be in the presence of Jesus forever. No more, ang ganda nung kinanta natin, everlasting joy. No more tears, no more death. Wala nang disease, no more diabetes. No more arthritis. Oh, praise God, no more, di ba? Sino bang, how many of you would want to remain here? That's, oh, no way. Yun ang ano. Eh bakit pag merong in-offer sa atin, parang, well, sarap na sarap tayo, parang give up ba natin yung what God has prepared for us with the temporal? Hindi. No. Ayaw nating, yung sinasabi yung sa Bible na yung weeping and gnashing, alam nyo yun, yung, ano yung gnashing of teeth, yung, di ba, sa panghihina, oh, sa panghihinayang. You and I have been given the ability to make choices. So ang ating prayer is that with the study of the Word of God, you and I will make the right choices. Let's, as we will end. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others. Share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. When you and I share our blessings with others, God is pleased. Verse 17, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as because we are accountable to God. We are who must give an account. So the word of God says, obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored with you soon. Verse 20, hanggang 21 as we end. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, he's our shepherd, equip you and me with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We honor you, Lord Jesus, because you are the living word. The Bible declares that heaven and earth shall pass away, but it's your word that will endure forever. Lord, we thank you for what your word does in all of our lives. In fact, the first thing that it does is it's your word, which is the incorruptible seed that is able to save our souls. You also remind us how we should receive your word, and that is accepted with all humility, O God. And that, Lord, you have reminded us too that, Lord, you are still speaking to us. Help us through the grace that comes from your Holy Spirit, that when you speak to our hearts, God, that we will not refuse to obey, but, Lord, with all humility, remember that, Lord, ang word mo para sa amin is always good for us. It's meant, Lord God, to build up our faith, to strengthen us, to comfort us, and to bring us hope. And also, God, even to correct us when we are wrong. We thank you, Lord, O God, for what your word reminds us of the times that we are living in. That, Lord, you're challenging us to take steps that would bring about change in the way we see our lives, see what matters most to you. may we be likened to the Apostle Paul, that Lord, realize na ang pinakamahalaga, the most important thing, Lord God, is yung aming relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we need the wisdom that comes from your Holy Spirit when we make decisions, God. Help us, control us, Holy Spirit, not to insist on what we want, but what you want for us. At times we don't see the entire picture, but Lord, nandun yung step of faith for any one of us. Help us to remember that, Lord, what you have in store for us is always for our good. You always have our best interests at heart. We thank you, Lord, O God, like what you have shown to us in your word, that may we have that kind of understanding like the men of Issachar, who understood the times that they were living in. Kaya, Lord, you gave them wisdom to do what is right. May we be likened to them, na merong understanding, God. When we hear news of what's happening around us, oh God, may it, Lord, just give us that divine push. Lord, oh God, to take extra steps to build up our faith. Take extra steps to pursue you more, the knowledge and of your word, of knowing Christ more and more in our lives, God. Doing your will, oh God, seeking your will and doing your will, oh God. Help us not, Panginoon, na hindi namin ipagpapalit, that we will make the right choices in life. That God, na we will never compromise your divine will for our lives with the temporal pleasures that this world will offer, because all of these things will burn away in the end. We remember that celebrity, and there's so many people like him, God, that were given the opportunity, but they did not seize the opportunity. And he said at his last breath, so much time wasted. Lord, our prayers that God, like what the psalmist said, teach us how to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Na Lord, na hindi na kami mag-aaksay ng panahon to things na walang meaning sa'yo. But instead, O God, that you would teach us and help us to be good stewards of our time, our resources, and above all, may you find us faithful and loyal to Jesus alone, who is worthy of our praise. And so, Lord, maraming salamat. We read so many things from your word today, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one who guides us. Lord, we thank you, God, and I ask, Father God, for all of us in this church, Lord, patibayin mong aming faith, God, that when the testings of our faith, most of your people are right there in the middle of it, in the storm that is so, so fierce, God. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, you are with us. You are with us as our God who calms the storm and who Lord God, gives us the strength and the wisdom para ituro sa amin what to do. And so, Father God, teach us all to be prayerful. Help us, O God, na Panginoon, i-value yung praying, or spending time with you and your word, spending time together as a church. And we pray for those who have forsaken the assembling of the saints. We pray for many of your people, O God, that have forgotten you, Lord God, that, Lord, you would steer them, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have, in your mercy and grace, still reaching out to many, O God. In our prayers, that, Lord, as you strengthen our faith, God, you use us to have an impact, to make a difference in the lives of many, O God, to our brethren and to many those who are still in darkness, O God. Lord of the harvest, this is our prayer, O God. Na, Lord, ito na ang aming pag-uubusan ng panahon, Panginoon. Father God, some of us, we still work. You're not teaching irresponsibility, O God. But Lord, O God, thank you that, Lord, you use even yung aming mga jobs, O God. At times, it's a mission field, even in our workplaces, O God. For our young people, O God, their classmates, their friends, O God. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray, let there be revival, O God, in your church. Let there be revival in every home, O God. This is our prayer, O God. Hallelujah! Through the power of your Holy Spirit, O God. So Spirit of the living God, you are the gift of the Father to us in Christ. Amen. Ikaw ang dapat naming hingin, Lord. And so Lord, itong aming prayer. So if you are convinced today that you need the Holy Spirit in your life, we're going to come to the Father in prayer. And humbly ask. If you see that in your walk with God, parang feeling mo you are so discouraged, the Spirit of God is here to strengthen you. And so if you would want that gift for you, and it's something that would last and would help us to remain faithful to Christ. Let's say this prayer to the Father. Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for your word. For reminding us all, you are the giver of the best and good gift and perfect gift. And so, Lord, today, thank you for reminding us of our need of your Holy Spirit, that you're going to give it to us as we ask in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit of God. I need your strength. I need your guidance. I need your anointing. Create in my heart the hunger for the eternal things that would lead me closer to Jesus. Create in me, in my heart, the hunger for the word, for your word. Holy Spirit of God, teach me how to love my family, my relatives, friends, people in our communities, people everywhere. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you. We receive by faith your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all rise up to our feet. Brother Toto, come on, lead us in our time of praising the Lord. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our praise. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name.